Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Bert Show.
All right, so sorry, but that funeral date's just not going to work for me. Cass?
My friend's grandmother passed away, God rest her soul, and he has a very unorthodox question that he needs some advice on because he's thinking of doing this, and he may have already done it anyway and been an asshole about it. But he wanted to know if he could ask his father, whose mother passed away, if he could move the date of the funeral because it was not going to work out for him.
You can't do that. You cannot make that request.
Let's hear all the details first.
It's his own grandmother, so it's not like it's a distant family member.
Mother trumps grandmother. So it's his dad's mother that trumps the relationship he has with his grandmother.
Okay, and we're taking him out of the equation because he has no opinion, mostly because he's dead, right?
No, grandmother died.
Grandmother died. Okay, yeah. So she's dead. She doesn't even have... No vote for
she
grandma.
She don't care.
No.
She dead.
And I should preface, they're not Jewish or anything, so there are no restrictions around the time that they have to get the body interred. I think within Judaism, it's like 24 hours or something. None of those restrictions apply. Here's his deal. Gran passed unexpectedly. Like, they did not see it coming. She was old. She was in her 90s, but, like, nothing big was going on. So, you know, natural causes, which is great. He is in a wedding. The same day as the funeral, and he is best man for his college roommate.
Oh, can I ask this question here real quick? Is there anybody that has attended a wedding and a funeral in the same day?
Oh.
1-855-BIRCHA.
Guaranteed.
Well, there's an idea. Mm.
Anyway.
But he is supposed to be doing stuff all day as the best man, and his dad knows his college roommate, like, you know, this, they go back. And so he's like, this wedding has been planned for months. I'm best man. It's my grandmother. I don't want to miss her funeral, but I don't want to miss my best friend's wedding where I am best man. Dad, can you bump it a day to Sunday? He's already checked with the church. The church is willing to do this, and the pastor is willing to do it because he wanted to make sure, like, it could even happen before he broached the subject with his dad. Everything could be changed. He's like, I'll handle everything with the reception. Everything, I'll move it another day. Can we just bump it?
But he hasn't asked him yet, correct?
No.
So if I were him, I would make it my dad's idea. So I would go to him and be like, Pops, I got, like, my best friend's wedding is that day. I'm best man. So I'm trying to figure out the timing here so I can maybe make it to Gran's from this to this, but then I'm going to have to jet to head to the wedding. You know, it's going to be tough, blah, blah, blah. And maybe dad will be like, well, maybe we can push it to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So I would hope that dad would be like, maybe we can do that.
Is there a reason the family doesn't want to move the date? Like, is there a problem with it being on Sunday?
No, he just has, it was just slated for Saturday, and he hasn't asked because he feels weird about asking his dad to move his grandmother's funeral. They're also not in the same city. So there's that issue. So he can't pop back and forth between the two of them. It's close enough to catch a flight. Like, it's not super far, but it's not, like, drivable.
Got it.
So he's like, I feel really weird. Like, my dad is grieving, and me being like, yo, there's a wedding. Gonna need you to bounce that to the next day. But he doesn't want to miss it. He's fine with missing the reception, he said, after, but he wants to be there for the actual, like, funeral
of
service.
Of course he does. Has, oh, man. Yeah.
I
was like, team, like, there's no way you can, but his circumstances, like...
Why can't you?
I think you can ask.
I mean, yeah, if it's, like, already not on the books or anything.
Obituary come out with, like, the date of the funeral?
I don't think so. This is all pretty recent.
It's movable. Yeah.
Yeah, you can ask that. If dad don't have a problem with it, I don't see nothing wrong with it. But if dad says no.
Yeah, you can't even, like, push him on.
There's nothing you can do, right?
Yep. Yeah. Hey, Ashley, good morning. You are on the Bert Show.
Morning.
Morning. Thanks for joining the convo. You have been to a funeral and a wedding in the same day?
Yes, I have. I went to my dad's dad, so my grandfather. And then 2 hours later, I went to my mom's wedding.
Wow, that is an emotional roller coaster of a day right there.
Yeah, it was wild. My dad had been sick for probably 3 months. It was right around the holidays, and we knew my mom was getting married on January 7th, and the universe just timed it, like, exactly right that my grandfather's funeral had to be that morning, so I left the service in Graveside and drove straight to the courthouse to my mom's wedding.
Damn.
All right, so I'm sorry for your loss. Question, though. What was the relationship like between your mom and her former father-in-law?
They were definitely close. Like, my family's all on good terms, so had she been able to, she would have attended.
Got it.
So it was fine. It was also, like, 10 years ago, so it's kind of funny now, and at the time, it was honestly kind of funny, too, because, like, how often does that happen?
Yeah, I only asked that because, like, if they didn't get along, that was, like, death spite. I'm going to die, and my funeral's going to be on your wedding day.
You know, we have to ask this in a couple of days also. Like, it's funny now, but when it happened then, it wasn't, and then hear the story.
I like that.
Because she's just saying, like, it's funny now, but when it was going on, not so much. Hey, Sarah, good morning. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, it's actually Savannah. Sorry.
Hey, Savannah.
Yes. So I was actually a maid of honor in a wedding, and my grandfather passed, and the events were on the same day. So I had to attend both. Luckily, my family was able to work with me, like, with the time. They moved my grandfather's funeral up just a little bit so I could still attend the wedding. So it is possible, maybe not move the wedding or the funeral an entirely different day, but maybe suggest a time movement. But yeah, it's definitely a hard day to have to do both events at the same time.
That is
an
emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. Long day.
Here is Q, who's had to do the same thing. Hey, Q.
Hey, I'm a Q1 here, and I just wanted to let you guys know that my maid of honor's mom died right before my wedding, and she, at first the family was going to have the funeral the day before my wedding, but then they changed it to the day of. So not only did I not have my maid of honor there for me on my special day, which is totally understandable, but half of the people left after my wedding and went during the reception to the funeral.
Wow.
Because you guys shared so many similar guests.
Oh, no.
I almost feel like you need a do-over.
I know.
Yeah, we definitely feel that way.
It doesn't feel
right. It's so complicated. It's too complicated. And putting everybody all over again, we're over it.
Yeah. Let it go.
The Burt Show.